when it comes to the first two games, he's talked about doing whatever it took to win the football game. And so 27 carries for Arian in the first one, 28 last week. But not a whole lot. You know, when are you guys going to unleash the beast and get the passing game going, and especially the vertical passing game?
Well, when you win it, I mean, I don't think really, you know, none of that really matters. So if we can run the ball with Arian 27 times and keep winning, and then I'm all for it. So, you know, you have to adjust as the game goes on, and if teams can't stop the run, then we'll continue to run it.
But you had – there was only two passes over 20 yards. You had one of them, and then Garrett had the other. I mean, are you ready for a couple more thrown your way?
Like I said, man, I'm just want to win. I don't really, you know, care about that. Whatever we need to do to win, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So it doesn't really matter.
Do you find any similarities in the team mentality this year as you did the division winning years?
You say what?
Any team similarities with the mentality this year as you did with the years, you know?
No, it's different. It's different. You know, like I said, I mean, it's a whole new just thing. The way we do things, it's all new. So, you know, it's not the same. Whatever's happening here in the past is in the past. You know, we don't think about that. You know, we just focus on what's going on right now.
What's the difference now this year? You know, what's that fuel to that mentality this year with, you know, the hot start so far?
I don't think it's, you know, really no fuel. It's just guys want to win. You know, that's why you play, you know, to win. So, you know, we understand what's happened here in the past. So, you know, you just try to make sure that it don't happen again.
Let me go back to the passing game. I'm going to fester you on it. The Giants are, I guess, what, fourth in the league against the rush. The Redskins are actually, I guess, well, the Raiders were the worst. They've given up 200 yards a game, so it's understandable for them to run a lot against them. But do you feel like this Sunday that you're going to have to pass the ball in order to be successful against the Giants?
I mean, you can say all these stats or whatever. I mean, if you go out there and run the ball Sunday and they can't stop it, you can keep running it. So we're going to do whatever we have to do to win. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't think any team comes in the game and say, hey, we're going to throw the ball 50 times or 60 times. You know, they go out there with a game plan, and what's ever working, that's what they're going to continue to do. So, you know, you have to go off what's working in the game.
How demoralizing is it to be opposing defense when y'all continue to have success on third down like y'all had so far?
I think, you know, that's big. You know, when you look at the, you know, teams that, you know, win a lot of game there, you know, converting a lot on third down, they have a high percentage of conversion. So, you know, that's big. It makes the drives longer. It wears the defense down, I think, over time. So, you know, hopefully we can keep that going.
Do you see that in a defense, Trey, sometimes when you convert a third down and it's in the middle of a drive and you see it kind of punch them in the gut, you see it kind of take something out of them?
I don't think, you know, probably not early in the game. You know, probably like later on during the game, you probably can see it. But, you know, when you have those long drives, you know, defenses are trying to get off the field. You know, they always preach that. But, you know, we just try to convert. And when we can, then, you know, we can sustain those long drives.